Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. What a wonderful actor who's put together an amazing career and a really impressive Snowpiercer. The second season is upon us, and Alex Ponovic is our very special guest, and you know his work from so many different things, Van Helsing specifically, and that's streaming on Netflix and sci-fi. What a career he's put together. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on, man. Morning show. Here we go.
Yeah, well, listen, thrilled to have you. We're flooded with snow here. I'm on the East Coast as we speak to you. But how are things for you? How did you get through the pandemic? Everything going well for you?
You know, the best that it can be. You know, everyone's going through those the trials and tribulations of dealing with something like this. And I've been fortunate enough to be working and very grateful for that, and you know, continuing some projects that I have, but you know, obviously a lot of that has slowed down just because of the pandemic, but it just kind of keeps me sane and keeps me busy, so that's good.
Well, it hits people in a different way, and again, obviously the most important are the health and the people who lost their lives and everything else, but when you get beyond that, you start thinking about careers. Like I said, you've built an amazing career. Your credits are just, they just stack up, and it just seems constant and never ending. You're a different situation than, let's say, somebody that's just coming up and they don't have a name for themselves. They might have, you know, just run into a brick wall as their career started going. Did any of this serve as a reset for you? I mean, when it all started, when the pandemic all started and you had to take back, you know, I imagine it was different for you than somebody who was an upstart.
Well, you know, I don't know, and I think you're right in some instances, but a lot of instances, it was literally just the luck of the draw, because, you know, for us and Helsing, we were shooting season 5, and we were one of the first productions to basically go up in Canada, back in Vancouver, and we were, you know, other productions were looking at us to see if we were going to do it or not. We're following all the protocols that were available to us at the time. So we were lucky just to have the opportunity to possibly shoot. And, you know, we kept on top of protocol, and everyone kept safe through the whole shoot. So, again, it's a luck of the draw. But somebody just coming up, I think, you know, for me, like you said, it was a reset, because obviously I had a few months off when everybody was on lockdown. And it was a reset to just kind of relax, because you're always on a hustle when you're doing this gig. You're always, you know, working the next job and wanting to be a part of something new again, and a new production and creative production. So it was a really interesting moment for a little bit of just a nice chill. I you know, no one is doing anything. I'm not seeing, you know, that whole boat missing out on something. So so it was a little bit of a reset, but it also made me really appreciate the career that I have and how lucky I am to be working in a career like this. And I think for somebody just starting out, The best thing to do is just stay on point, get on those Zooms, keep rehearsing, keep putting stuff on tape, even if it's just, you know, Zoom classes and Zoom acting classes, keep staying on point, because when this starts turning around again, you're going to be more on point than somebody else that wasn't trying to work through it.
You know, the two shows that we're talking about, well, Snowpiercer, again, I'll remind everyone, if they haven't seen Snowpiercer, it's dynamite, and a big reason why is Alex Ponovic, and just the casting in general, but also Van Helsing. The one thing about both of those shows is whoever did the casting did an amazing job. And if you think about, you know, who you're surrounded by, whether they're up-and-comers or they're established people, they seem perfectly placed. You've got to be very pleased at the reception of both of these shows. And, I think a lot goes to, you know, casting and the job that they've done.
Absolutely. That's so on point. It's interesting because we, you know, we're about to premiere our last season of Van Helsing, season 5. So we had 5 years of just an amazing team and family, and what I think is one of the most creative things to do and most generous things to do is when writers and producers see the talent that they've hired, and then when they get to know them a little bit better, they go, oh, okay, we can definitely write more over here because his energy is this or her energy is that. And they really took that into consideration to build our characters, which I think is a testament to the creativity of the show. And the Snowpiercer, which the second episode of season two airs today on TNT. So make sure you tune in around, I think it's 9 Eastern. And that, you know, Daveed Diggs, who I'm a huge Hamilton fan, and just to see, you know, be in a show with him, I was a little fangirling when I saw him. Yeah. Obviously, Jennifer Connelly, both of those two are just extraordinary talents, and to have them lead the train and, you know, how great they are on and off the set just trickles down to everybody else, and it's been quite an event, and extremely talented people on Snowpiercer too, and I'm so happy to be a part of that show with you know, Stephen Ogg and Rowan and Mickey Subner. There's so many great people around, and again, the cast, I'm just so thrilled that they thought of me and brought me in. Jackie Lynn casting is just phenomenal. She actually casted me in both of those shows. She cast me in Van Helsing and Snowpiercer. Jackie Lynn, amazing.
Yeah, really, it's good to give a shout out every once in a while. The people who don't usually get recognized for what they do, and she certainly did. Alex, the same to you. I mean, you're perfectly fit into both of these roles, and you've done an incredible job. We know a lot of people are waiting to talk to you. If you can, give us a website, give us a social media site where people can kind of follow along with what you're doing. And maybe before you go, if there's anything that you want to add about Snowpiercer, don't ruin anything for us. Don't spoil. But if you want to add anything before that, but leave us with your social media if you can.
Yeah, sure. My social media is at Alex Paun, AlexPaun. And that's on Twitter and Instagram. TikTok also. I just jumped to TikTok. I haven't really put anything out yet, but I'm getting my legs, my feet wet. Yeah. And on Facebook fan page, I'll call it a fan page. But season two of Snowpiercer, you're right, I'm not going to give anything up. All people got to know is that the first season was quite early. This one is times 10. And my character, Bulky Boskovich, there's a lot that happens this season. You'll get to see a really wonderful character arc that Graham Mason and all the rest of the writers wrote for my character, and I'm extremely grateful, and I cannot wait to see it itself. So I'm tuning in today if I can, for sure.
Oh, me too. And congratulations on an amazing career, still going strong, getting better as we speak. And congratulations on Snowpiercer. It's absolutely dynamite. Thanks for being here, Alex.
Thanks for having me.
Alex Paunovic, everyone, has been our very special guest, and he's terrific. You know him as Julius and Van Helsing, and if you're one of those people that like to wait till the end of the shows before they binge, you can do that with Van Helsing because it's coming to an end. And as he mentioned, just great casting. I mentioned great casting on both of these shows, and he's a big reason why. Just absolutely terrific. On Snowpiercer, again, you have Jennifer Connelly and Daveed Diggs, and you know, so many people there are just talking. Everybody who's watching are raving about the performances from them. And Stephen Ogg, we've had him on, and several people from Snowpiercer. It's dynamite. If you haven't seen it, you're missing out, and check it out. And you could binge the first season, and the second season is upon us. And once again, tonight you could see the second show of the second season. Our very special guest has been Alex Paunovic, and absolutely terrific. Just, he has built an incredible career. Check him out in so many different things. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.